armored courier needs. Call us today at 608-877-BUCKY. That's 877-BUCKY. Go Vikings and go Badgers.
Talk Radio 1670 and Jim Walsh talking about people who should die. Mumia should die. Leonard Peltier should die. Carlton Armstrong, well, it's a little late in the game for that one. But if somebody commits an act that is so evil that they have, as far as I'm concerned, voided their right to share the same planet with the rest of us, I don't care if that person has reached his 18th birthday or not. Now, the previous caller, I want to go back to that for just a moment. I think I understand what he was trying to say. It's the old argument in the fact that, well, you know, if we kill these guys, even though they did bad things, if we kill them, then, you know, we're killing them. They killed, we killed, and that makes us just as bad as them, and they win. Okay, they win. Still nice to know, isn't it, that at least one less of their guys will be showing up at the victory party, right? Yeah. 321-1670. *123, U.S. cellular phone. Talking, of course, about the ridiculous ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday. Some other thoughts. By the way, just to give you the rundown, the Mouseketeer roll call on this issue. It was Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer joining the opinion of Kennedy in setting 18 as the minimum age for capital punishment. That is, you commit the crime after you're 18. And they noted that in nearly every state, 18 is minimum age for voting, yada, yada, yada. Rehnquist dissented, Clarence Thomas dissented, Scalia dissented, Sandy O'Connor dissented, but for different reasons. Who cares why? She just did. Some response to this ruling. Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, they praised the outcome as a landmark in human rights law. Okay, Jimmy, whatever you say, dude. Death penalty advocates, strongly critical of the ruling, as am I. 321-1670, *123, U.S. cellular phones. Jack on a cell phone. Good afternoon. You're on Talk Radio 1670.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just going to call and say I agree with you. And, you know, when these people are caught red-handed on the videos, you know, like at grocery stores where they shoot people and stuff.
Right.
They should be just executed. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't buy this notion that we're just as bad as they are.
No. No, not at all. You know, then another group of people that should be right in the same category are the lawyers that try to defend them when they're caught on tape, and how they're trying to defend them when they're caught guilty on tape.
Well, the lawyers, they got to do what they got to do, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's some crooked ones out there, but the majority of them are okay.
Well, I don't know how the majority of them are, but the system is what it is. Personally, I think the system, as flawed as it is probably as good a system as we can reasonably have. I wouldn't change that. We'll cut the lawyers a break on this one. Okay, I'm just interested in getting that. You know, the guy who blew the cop's head away with a 44, or the guy who raped some little kid and then strangled her. I'm talking about those people. Those people should be put away. I don't care if it happened a day before a guy's 18th birthday. It's just a number. It's just a number. It says nothing about the character of the person. You know good and well that by the age of 7 or 8, human beings know the difference between good and evil. And is there you have to look at it this way. There is such a thing as a person who has not yet reached their 18th anniversary of birth, who is capable of committing a deed like this with malice aforethought. So let's the 18 thing. It's an arbitrary number. Let's keep that out of the picture here. Tim on a cell. You're on Talk Radio 1670.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. We're very short on time. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You know, I think you're absolutely right. I think you have like a woman in Kansas or wherever she was that actually plotted for a couple of years to go and, you know, cut the baby out of another woman. How do you make the lady that lost the baby, how do you make her husband and her family ever feel like there's any justice in the world if she just sits in a posh prison somewhere?
I think it's a very human thing to desire retribution, and I, for one, have no problem with it. Thank you very much for the call. It's 2 o'clock at Talk Radio 1670.
Talk Radio 1670.